Today, Turkish users of Twitter, including the country's president, are flouting a government ban on the social network. Twitter's been blocked in Turkey since Thursday evening, shortly after the prime minister threatened to eradicate the platform following critical tweets about a major corruption scandal. For more, I spoke with Emily Parker, a digital diplomacy advisor at the New America Foundation. Emily, has this attempt by Turkey's government to block Twitter been an own goal?
It seems to have completely backfired up to now. In fact, after the Twitter ban, there was a huge increase of usage of Twitter usage from people in Turkey. So people found ways to get around the blockage, as they do all over the world. In Turkey's case, for example, people used virtual private networks, which is one way to get around a blocked site like Twitter. Or I heard that they were using Tor, or Twitter, the company, was actually sending messages to people in Turkey to instruct them how to use Twitter by their mobile phones.
Well, even Turkey's president is using Twitter, despite his own government's ban. Doesn't this show how ineffective it is?
It absolutely shows how ineffective it is. There was evidence of people in the government using Twitter, and the whole thing has actually become a bit of a farce.
Now, the White House and the State Department criticized this encroachment on free speech today, but do you think Turkey cares at all?
No, I don't think they care, and I don't think they've been very strategic, or they wouldn't have done this in the first place. But I think what they're going to find, as other autocratic governments have found, is that this just doesn't work. And in fact, it seems that people are now flocking to Twitter, and people are getting angrier. And what other governments have found is that when you block social media, it makes people even more inclined to come to the streets, which is exactly what the Turkish government does not want.
Has an autocratic government ever successfully banned Twitter?
No, I mean, not completely. They've definitely successfully blocked it, but they've not been able to block it completely. So yes, it hasn't been successful. Take China, for example. Twitter is blocked in China, and yet people still manage to tweet from China all the time. I'm always seeing Chinese tweets come onto my feed. And they do it, again, by using virtual private networks, by using proxy servers. So usually when there's a will, there's a way.